Hello, I'm Aditi Gangwar, Program Manager in Microsoft Azure Backup Team. In this video, let's talk about the Capacity Planner for SystemCenter 2016 Data Protection Manager. As you must be knowing, DPM can backup a variety of business workloads, like SQL servers, Exchange, SharePoint, and file servers. They may be running on physical machines, Hyper-V, VMware, or in Azure. In addition to this, DPM can also backup Hyper-V VMs, and DPM 2016 would soon be able to protect VMware VMs as well. DPM stores these backups to the disk to meet the tight RTO requirements for operational recovery. Data can also be backed up to cloud to meet the offsite copy, compliance, or long-term retention goals. Further, DPM 2016 comes with a wide range of exciting new features like enhanced enterprise cloud backups, modern backup storage, and faster backups to Azure with the latest MaaS agent. For modern backup storage, DPM 2016 leverages the latest storage technologies in Windows Server 2016 like RDFS block cloning, allocate on write, and VHDX to give you 50% storage savings, 3 times faster backups, and the new workload-aware storage feature, which gives you the ability to backup your high-performance workloads to high-performance volumes and store other workloads on low-cost storage. Now, since the first step in setting up a DPM server is planning for the resources, let us use the calculator to see how much storage we would need. Say I need to backup some Hyper-V VMs and SQL DBs. It's quite simple. There are 3 basic steps that I need to follow. Get information about the workloads, calculate the number of DPM servers I need, and decide on the backup policies. Now, since I know that I have 2 VMs of 50 GB each, that is 100 GBs of Hyper-V VMs, and another 100 GBs of SQL DBs with 10 databases of 10 GB each, they can be backed up to a single DPM server. For 100 GBs of Hyper-V VMs, I go with the policy of having 1 retention point per day with 3% churn between the backups. For short-term retention, I retain the recovery points on the disk for 5 days, and for long-term retention, I send them to Azure. Once I key in these details, I know that I need to provision about 120 GBs of disk storage to store the Hyper-V VMs and the incremental backups. My long-term policy is having daily backups and retaining them for 7 days, retaining the weekly recovery points for 4 weeks, the monthly recovery points for 12 months, and the yearly recovery points for 7 years. Assuming consolidation of churn, I expect the maximum churn to be about 3% daily, 6% per week, 10% per month, and about 15% per year. Knowing that DPM compresses and encrypts the data and sends to Azure, I am assuming that my data will have 30% compression savings, and thus I would need about 250 GBs of storage in Azure and about 5 GBs of space on the DPM server. The next workload I have is 10 databases of 10 GB each, that is 100 GBs of SQL. Since it is a critical, high-churn SQL, I need to have a recovery points every 2 hours, which means I have 12 recovery points per day. Since they are highly active databases, I expect the churn to be higher, that is about 1% churn between the 2 recovery points. The retention policy is the same as Hyper-V, that is 5 days to disk, and 7 days for the daily cloud recovery points, 4 weeks for the weekly, 12 months for monthly, and 7 years for the yearly recovery points to Azure. This takes care of my offsite copy, long-term retention, and compliance needs. I expect that the churn would be 6% daily, 15% weekly, 20% monthly, and about 30% yearly. Hence, now I know that for my workloads, I need to provision a total of 288.83 GBs of disk storage and about 700.7 GBs of Azure storage to store this backup. Now, since I can have daily backups for 12 hours a day and Azure backups for 10 hours, that is during the time when the disk backups are done, I need a total network bandwidth of about 0.7 Mbps between the DPM server and the workloads and of about 2.05 Mbps between the DPM server and Azure. The next sheet output gives us the summary of the capacity requirements. As we can see, for having the DPM server and storing the disk recovery points, the total storage needed by DBM would be about 301 GBs. Please note that if you have SharePoint workloads that you wish to backup, the size of the DBM DB may increase further. For cloud backups, I would need around 701 GBs of storage in Azure, and the network bandwidth requirement between the DBM server and the workloads is around 1 Mbps, and between the DBM server and Azure is around 3 Mbps. I can now use this information to plan my disk and network requirements for DBM. We hope you found this video helpful. Thank you for watching.